Chapter 44. "It's a girl," Jesse said.
"Excuse me?" Alexis said.
"The cat, it's a girl." They were sitting on Jesse's porch. The cat was asleep on her lap. Alexis was sipping a vodka and lemonade, Jesse a scotch. They were contemplating dinner.
"Mildred Memory," Jesse said.
"What?" Alexis said.
"That's what I named her, Mildred Memory."
"What kind of name is that?"
"It was the name of my favorite high school teacher."
"Mildred Memory?"
"Yes."
"So how exactly will you address the cat?"
"As Mildred Memory."
"You mean you'll say things like, 'Here, Mildred Memory'?"
"Exactly."
"Doesn't that seem a bit eccentric?"
"Not to us," said Jesse.
"Us?"
"Mildred Memory and me." Alexis sipped her drink and didn't say anything. Jesse didn't say anything. Mildred Memory didn't say anything.
"I've booked my first festival," Alexis said.
"You have," Jesse said.
"Fourth of July weekend."
"And Uncle Carter has approved?"
"He has."
"Congratulations. What's the show?"
"An all-day rock concert, of course. I booked a whole bunch of bands. July 4th, the high school stadium. The show will start at 3 o'clock and go for as long as it goes."
"Not past 11 o'clock," Jesse said.
"More likely until 2 or 3.
"Not past 11 o'clock.
"What do you mean?"
"Curfew," Jesse said.
"Curfew?"
"11 p.m., town law. You could look it up."
"Why didn't you mention this before?"
"You never asked."
"That's awful," she said.
"Not for the people who live near the stadium," Jesse said.
"Do you think Uncle Carter could get an exception?"
"Not while I'm around."
"Couldn't you look the other way?"
"I don't think you should be asking me that question," Jesse said.
"But this changes everything."
"Why?"
"Because concerts like this don't generally end until well after midnight."
"This one will."
"People might not want to attend a concert that ends so early."
"Why not?"
"Because that's when things really start happening."
"You'll have to stop the music at 11, Jesse said.
"Do you realize how important this is to me, Jesse?" Alexis said.
"I do."
"And you won't bend the rules, even for me?"
"No," Jesse said.
"How can you be so intransigent?"
Jesse didn't say anything.
"What if we don't stop?"
"I'll have to stop it for you." Alexis looked at Jesse. She put down her drink and stood up.
"You don't give an inch, do you?"
"Not where the law is concerned," Jesse said.
"And where I'm concerned?"
"I've told you where I stand."
"You stand alone," she said,
and left.